Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. I read a very intelligent, borderline brilliant letter from a friend, which I will be copying and pasting and blogging on. A lot of people thought I was reading from a publication. She believes Republicans have to sell themselves on Trump. I disagree. Donald Trump is going to have to convince people who right now that otherwise would vote for the Republican nominee do not plan on voting for him. And I will take calls on this. 888-455-1360. Jonah Goldberg has a piece. Don't blame hashtag never Trump. He invents a great word here, Earl. Let the precriminations begin. Let the precriminations begin. I think it's fascinating how so many people are already pre-blaming a Trump loss on the hashtag never Trumpers. My old friend John Nolte seems blinded with rage at all of us tweeting, if Trump loses to Hillary, I will forever blame hashtag never Trump. Herman Cain is on Fox every 5 minutes ranting and bullying Trump opponents as fools and de facto Hillary supporters. I am beset by Lilliputian trolls on Twitter insisting I am pro-Hillary. A strange case to make if you read my chapter on her in liberal fascism or quite literally anything I've ever written about her. To the extent the stuff isn't simply stupid, it amounts to coercion. Get on the bandwagon or else. Indeed, every day I get a half dozen threats along these lines. Now, I get it. I don't want Hillary to be president either. And let me echo that. I don't want Hillary to be president either. I echo Jonah Goldberg on that. Now back to him. And in politics, sometimes people feel like they have to crack the whip to get the stragglers back in the herd. Also, it's clear to me that as Ian Tuttle wrote this week, a major motivation of Trumpsters isn't winning, it's vengeance. John Nolte says the GOP's needed an enema for a long time. In this case, I actually agree with John's apt comparison of his dashboard saint to an anal douche. But let's go back to the claim that Trump will win in the general election by flipping blue staters in a populist tsunami. If that analysis is even remotely plausible, why would hashtag never Trumpers matter? Indeed, if you take Trumpian rhetoric from his talk radio and other cheerleaders seriously, the anti-Trump forces are a negligible bunch of eggheads, pinheads, and finger-sniffing shut-ins, completely disconnected from the authentic and volcanically powerful Volksgemeinschaft. If Trump has any chance of flipping New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, we shouldn't matter at all. And yet, according to this increasingly shrill and whining bleats from his supporters, we will be to blame if he doesn't win. Well, which is it? Is this a revolutionary populist movement that will sweep aside ink knights like me or not? I think several things are going on here. I think some pro-Trump forces actually realize that their guy will lose no matter what. Rather than face the fact that blame for Trump's likely inevitable loss will rest entirely with Trump and his followers, they want to preserve the claim that Trump was stabbed in the back. Tactically, this isn't dumb. The consolation prize for the Trump movement is to complete the hostile takeover of the GOP, the way conservatives did after Goldwater's loss in 64. Psychologically, it also makes sense. No one ever wants to look squarely into the abyss of their own failure. But empirically, the argument is inane. If or when Trump loses, it will be because of Trump's failure. But empirically, this argument is inane. If or when Trump loses, it will be because of Trump's own myriad and manifest shortcomings. Blaming us for honestly pointing out those shortcomings are as short as the digits of Trump's puppy fur gloves may be carthitic, but it won't be honest or accurate. Okay. Let's start with Dan in Green Bay. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure you saw how many votes Trump got yesterday versus Hillary. And let me tell you something. Now that this is decided, and I predicted before it was closed yesterday that if Cruz gets beat 50-30%, he will drop out. Okay, that's a fact. My wife was here, and I'm going to tell you this right now. This is going to be Hillary is going to get her head handed to her without your vote. I'm telling you that right now. Okay. And if you want to put your money where your mouth is, Jerry, I'll put $1,000 down right now that Trump will be the president in November. I don't care whether you vote for him or not, because I think you're a phony yourself, because you're not going to vote for Hillary or Trump, but you're not going to vote for somebody that's going to be relevant anyway.
How does that matter? Breathe. Okay. First, my mouth never said he was going to lose.
I didn't say you did.
Well, yeah, because you want me to bet Dan. You want me to bet $1,000? Dan, you got to let me talk now. Dan, you got to let me talk. You want me to bet $1,000 on it? I'm not going to bet Dan, stop.
What?
Stop. I'm not going to bet $1,000 on something I didn't say, am I?
Hey, that's not the point.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. It is to the point. You just wanted me to bet $1,000 on something I didn't say. Now, I am staying true to my belief. I do not think Donald Trump is qualified to be president. How does that make me a phony?
You won't answer my question, Jerry. Do you think Trump will win, yes or no, without your vote?
Oh, without my vote is irrelevant to what happens with Donald Trump. What's
exactly.
That?
Exactly. Then why are you telling everybody that you're not going to vote for him?
Because what I am saying, you know, Dan actually does make a good point here. What I say or do is not going to in any way impact this election. But I do have an answer for Dan. When the Trump candidacy, win or lose, leaves the conservative movement in tatters, there will be those of us with the moral authority to pick up the pieces and those of us who won't. That is my answer to that, Dan. Thanks a lot for the call. To President Frank Underwood in Lublin. Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, good morning, Jerry. I certainly appreciate you taking my call. And as you can see with the results of what's going to happen in November, I think I should announce myself as a third-party candidate as a write-in. I mean, look at what the choices America has right now. We've got a big-mouth businessman whose only thing bigger than his portfolio is his mouth, who will say anything and do anything to please the public. And combine that with the fact that we've got a woman who's a megalomaniac who thinks she deserves the highest office in the land because her husband can't keep it in his pants. So I would suggest that I should run as a third-party write-in candidate, and I would win. Because with the anxiety going on in this country, how many people would really feel strongly about just putting down my initials, Frank Underwood, F.U., for president?
Well, you know, Mr. President, FU 2016, it kind of feels that way already.
It kind of does, too.
All right, so everyone's putting me on the spot. Tim, what are you going to do? Are you willing to say?
I am very ambivalent right now. I would consider voting for Trump only because he's not Hillary, but like you said, I think he could be far worse than Hillary. He's got to convince me, like you said, that he can't deliver on what he's promising and not just say what a lot of people want to hear in order to get the vote. But right now, I am in total flux. I have no idea. I may very well write in Frank Underwood, or because I think he'll get more votes than Snoopy, the Red Baron, and Pat Paulson combined as a write-in candidate.
But see, now, and you are the type of person... And Dan asked, well, why am I saying I won't vote for him? And I gave my answer to that. But here's the larger issue. You could still consider voting for him. There are millions of you. If he's going to win, it's not Reince Priebus telling you to get in line isn't going to get you in line. Donald Trump convincing you, look, he really is better than Hillary. It would take an act of God for him to do that with me right now. But there are people such as yourself who, well, look, you know, he ain't Hillary, but he hasn't convinced me yet either. If he wants to win, he has to convince you. Thanks a lot for the call, Mr. President. To Jan in Green Bay. Jan, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking this call. I'm probably just as weary of all of this as everyone else is, and certainly at least as confused. But I am looking at this whole landscape as Reince Priebus and company have been committing suicide for the last 4 years. And this is the reward you get for corruption, for screwing us over all the time in every way, breaking every promise. Promises don't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything if someone calls someone else a liar, which I think is the worst thing you can call anybody. And now suddenly the finger pointing is starting. And Mr. Trump is who he is. We know exactly who he is. We've seen it all. But as I say, the Republican Party is committing suicide. And now, just like with Romney, they're coming and saying, you've got to get on board. You've got to save us from ourselves and our own corruption. Can you work with me on that?
Well, Jan, and again, it's Trump who's going to have. Now, first, let me say this. You are absolutely right, Jan. Thanks a lot for the call. And my friend who sent the email, absolutely right. Donald Trump is a creation of the Republican Party and their own shortcomings. Absolutely. By the way, Ted Cruz is complicit in creating the monster that devoured him. Donald's a friend. I'm not going to criticize Donald. That was a mistake. It didn't mean he wouldn't eat you. It meant he would just eat you last. And that's exactly what happened. I think Tim in Lublin is a laboratory model here of who Donald Trump has to reach. Those that are still on the fence, somehow he has got to convince them. Yeah, what I say and what I do is not going to change the presidential election. Dan's absolutely right about that. But where the conservative movement goes from here, we are going to look back and see who stood where. I do believe that. Dave on the road. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I'm a little perplexed with your stance on not believing Trump. He doesn't have... Okay, first off, I would say that I'm a Cruz supporter, not a Trump supporter. However, I will vote for Trump. What surprises me is you sit there and you've said, you know, so much that you're a Paul Ryan backer. He is a good, solid conservative. And yet, everything he does has been the exact opposite.
Well, that's not true. That's actually not true. And
Dave, did the new budget proposal.
Yeah.
It is COA. Tell me the difference between that and an Obama proposal. He was doing the same thing. Kicked the cuts down the road for 10 years.
I don't have time to analyze this right now. But Dave, in terms of why I can't support Donald Trump, I think what he did, and I know I'm not supposed to cherry pick these individual things, but my God, on the day that he's going to wrap up in the nomination, it's in the news that he has this lunatic accusation against Cruz's father that he was with Lee Harvey Oswald. There is no evidence to that. That doesn't give you any pause at all about the man's stability to be president of the United States, that he would engage in such lunatic nonsense?
You're right on that.
Well, that's what people keep telling me. Well, you're right about that one. Well, you're right about that one. Well, you're right about that one. When do they add up to be enough? That has got to be a really big number. Dave, thanks for the call. Cheryl and Brilliant. Cheryl, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. So I'm wondering if Trump picked someone like Newt or some other conservative as his running mate, how many people in the Never Trump crowd would then vote for him?
Well, who was your hypothetical? I missed it.
Newt Gingrich.
Wouldn't do it for me. I'm not a Newt fan. Wendy emailed, what if he has a kick-ass conservative running mate? I'm trying to imagine what that person from Central Casting looks like. One, it might have to be Newt because there are so many who just simply will not serve with him.
Right.
You know, there are a lot. It's unusual. The number of people who have gone on record saying, no, I would not answer the call to be his running mate. Newt wouldn't do it for me, so I'll go with a more general question. Cheryl, thanks a lot for the call. Earl, I throw it out to you. Can you think of a running mate that mitigates what you know I feel about Donald Trump? I don't even know Marco Rubio. And Rubio won't take it. Just about anyone who was in the presidential field, you know, Chris Christie obviously thinks he's getting it. Too liberal. I just don't know what that person would look like. I'm trying to think. I just don't think anyone from the, you know, Scott Walker's not going to take it. Bobby Jindal's not going to take it. Rick Perry, you know who would be perfect? Would be Rick Perry. You get Texas, which you're going to get anyway, but, well, are you? Is Donald Trump? Could Trump be a Republican that doesn't take Texas? I don't know. The math is really stacked against him. I saw something today. Do you know the sure Democrat states add up to about 240 of the 270? The sure Republican states add up to 106. That's the problem. Mike in Menasha. Mike, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. You had made a comment maybe 2 minutes ago. Where do the conservatives go now for a presidential? And that is simple. They go to John McAfee, the Libertarian candidate. They're the next most conservative branch out there. If they can stomach the fact that we, as Libertarians, give freedom to everybody and not select groups.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to take a good look at the ballot, Mike. I mean, that is what I'm going to have to do. I do get frustrated, though, by those who say, I'm supporting Hillary, I'm voting for Hillary, I'm not doing any such thing, I don't want to see her as president. I simply, when I look at a man who did what he did this week, well, what's he doing? What's Ted Cruz's dad doing out there with Lee Harvey Oswald? Do you realize that's an insane man speaking? Do you get that? Do you understand that? That's insanity. John and DePere. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry. Maybe they could get, maybe this is never what happened, but maybe they could get Ted Cruz to come on board if they promised him the Supreme Court, appointment. And maybe then the other guy, maybe Rubio could be the vice president. That might bring some conservatives back. No?
I don't know. My honest answer is I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. That's why I wouldn't bet a thought. I'm not going to bet a dollar, let alone $1,000, on anything in politics these days. Thanks a lot for the call. It's 10:53.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.